O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting and mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. Now that reading from Psalm 139, verses 1 through 5, testifies that God knows all about you. Does that thought comfort you, or does it frighten you? Your response to the Bible truth that God knows every detail about you will indicate whether you have assurance of forgiveness of sins and whether you're living in loving devotion to Him. But whatever your reaction to the statement, it is still true. God knows all about you. God knows you personally. He knows every person in the whole world as if that one were the only person who has ever lived. His knowledge is underscored in these verses we have read from Psalm 139. So let's read these verses again and give an undue accent to the pronouns. Notice how personal. O Lord, thou hast searched me and known me. Thou knowest my down sitting, mine uprising. Thou understandest my thought afar off. Thou compassest my path and my lying down, and art acquainted with all my ways. There is not a word in my tongue, but lo, O Lord, thou knowest it altogether. Thou hast beset me behind and before, and laid thine hand upon me. You see, that makes evident the personal way in which the psalmist recognized God's intimate acquaintance with him. Now that truth is stated in the New Testament as well for the comfort and consolation of the people of God. Jesus said, "He that enters in by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. To him the porter opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he puts forth his sheep, he goes before him, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice." Jesus calls himself the great shepherd. He calls Christians his sheep. And notice the repeated reference here in John 10 to his own sheep. And then the statement, he calls his own sheep by name. What an amazing truth. How many millions of Christians do you suppose there are in the world today? There must be many millions of them today, not to count the unnumbered multitudes who have died. And yet the Lord Jesus knows each one so intimately and personally that he calls each one by his personal name. Here's another New Testament statement. "Nevertheless, the foundation of God standeth sure, having this seal. The Lord knows them who are his." You see, no one is ever lost in the crowd. God knows each one of us personally and intimately. But then consider John chapter 1, verses 47 to 49. Philip had become a disciple of Jesus. He went immediately to bring Nathanael to meet the Lord. Nathanael was skeptical when he learned that Jesus was from Nazareth, and he said, "Can any good thing come out of Nazareth?" But when he approached Jesus, the Lord spoke as if he had known Nathanael personally. And Nathanael replied with amazement, "When did you know me?" We might all respond that way if we knew how intimately and personally the Lord is acquainted with each of us. The ancient prophet Jeremiah testified to God's personal knowledge of him, saying, "But you, O Lord, know me. You have seen me. You have tried my heart toward you." See, the principle is true of all people in all generations, cultures, nations, locations. It is true of you. David lived in the 11th century before the birth of Christ. Nathanael lived in the same century as the birth of Christ. Jeremiah lived in the 6th century before the birth of Christ. And you and I live 20 centuries following the birth of Christ. And yet, God's personal and intimate knowledge of each of us is the same. The Bible testifies that God knew David and Jeremiah and Nathanael the same as he knows you and me. Psalm 139 is more than the words of an ancient poet. It is the testimony which you and I can give as if the words were ours originally. Listen again. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my down-sitting and my uprising. You understand my thoughts afar off. You compass my path and my lying down. You are acquainted with all my ways. There's not a word in my tongue, but, Lord, you know it altogether. You have beset me behind and before, laid your hand upon me. Now hear this word from Hebrews 4, verses 12 and 13. The word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and open unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. Amazing, isn't it? Here's the central truth which those verses teach. God knows you personally. Oh, what a comfort that is to the people of God, and what a warning it is to the people who reject God. Now, is it a comfort or a warning to you? The fact that God knows all about you, is consciously aware of you and your circumstances, indicates his personal concern for you. The psalmist wrote in one of the Psalms, "How precious are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they are more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you." Now take comfort in the personal presence and intimate knowledge of God. Learn to say with the psalmist, "God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. Therefore will we not fear, though the earth be removed, and though the mountains be carried into the midst of the sea. The Lord of hosts is with us. The God of Jacob is our refuge." There is no fear to come into the presence of God when you are sure that all sins are forgiven you and you are at peace with him. So I admonish you, acquaint now yourself with him and be at peace, for thereby good shall come to you. You can be sure that God is aware and concerned about every circumstance in your life, whether it is seeming good or seeming bad. So relate everything that happens to him and to his sufficiency, and you will live in such perfect peace. Father, we thank you for being so mindful of us, and knowing that you know us restrains us from sin, and it strengthens us in righteousness. It comforts us in our trials. It encourages us in our dangers. Now, Father, help us to live in the full light of your personal care over us, trusting you, loving you, serving you, in Jesus' name. Amen.